Good afternoon, I'm Peter Holland with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A teen will face court today, charged with 31 property-related charges in the state's northeast. Oxley and Hunter Valley Police District have been investigating a spate of break-ins and stolen motor vehicles across the two police districts since January this year. Following extensive inquiries, about 9:50am yesterday, officers attached to Operation Western Mongoose in Oxley Police District attended a home in Tamworth to speak with a boy. The 14-year-old boy was arrested and taken to Tamworth Police Station. He was charged with 31 property-related offences and was refused bail to appear before a children's court today. Operation Western Mongoose was established in April 2022, consisting of police from the Detectives, Proactive Crime and Crime Prevention Unit, with the Oxley Police District, Western Region Enforcement Squad, Traffic and Highway Command, Youth Command and Dog Units. New South Wales Health COVID figures released for today have shown 13,771 new cases have been detected around the state up until 4pm yesterday. The figures sadly also reveal a further 19 people have died due to COVID. Around New South Wales, there are 1,701 people in the hospitals. 76 of those are in ICU. Some of the Upper Hunter State roads are becoming more dangerous for motorists to drive on. Both Maitland Road and Bridge Street see a lot of vehicles from bikes, cars and trucks each day in Muswellbrook, and both have sections that are in need of desperate repair by state roads. Upper Hunter State member Dave Lazell has said when questioned about the road's conditions that he will seek an answer from the state minister, as it isn't good enough.
You know, it's a main route. It's got huge trucks moving through Muswellbrook all the time, and, you know, that damage has to be repaired quickly. So I agree with you, and it's not good enough, and we need to get onto it. So I'll make those calls today.
Former One Nation candidate in the seat of Hunter has hit back at suggestions by the party leader Pauline Hanson that he stuffed it up after running at the last federal election. Stuart Bonds, who is now running as an independent at next month's poll, quit the party because he refused to support the party's position on industrial relations policies. The now independent candidate, Mr. Bonds, who almost won the seat of Hunter from Labor's Joel Fitzgibbon at the last federal election, says One Nation has clearly demonstrated to Hunter voters that they can't be trusted.
Especially when they lead the electorate along that they're going to vote one way and then they turn around to vote the other. There's numerous articles about Malcolm Roberts being down here, helping, pushing this issue along, and they led everyone along that they were going to vote one way, and they voted the other. It's not my fault that all this has gone on. I'm a victim of the whole thing as much as everybody else.
The Bushfire Building Council of Australia has launched a set of free designs and handbooks to help regional Australians more easily build disaster-resilient homes. The Fortis House Project aims to make it simpler and more affordable to build homes in the areas at risk of bushfires, floods, storms and heat waves. Prefabricated options will also be available from May, which may allow people to construct a Fortis house in as little as 12 weeks. CEO of the Bushfire Building Council, Kate Cotter, says the designs incorporate a number of sustainable features that can withstand extreme weather and natural disasters.
Fortis House has been deliberately designed to be highly energy efficient. It's also self-sufficient, generating its own water and power. And Fortis House is 100% electric and solar powered. The most important sustainability feature, though, is its high level of resilience. So Fortis House won't have to be constantly repaired and rebuilt. It's been designed to last.
Now for a look at our Hunter sport. Just like other codes around the region, Hunter Rugby is in a bit of turmoil after two clubs have officially withdrawn from the competition this season. Reports in the Newcastle Herald say that both the Waratahs and the Muswellbrook Heelers have withdrawn from the competition due to a lack of numbers for their top grades. The Tars, for the first time in 80 years, won't take part in the Hunter Rugby season. The withdrawals of both the Heelers and the Tars is a setback for the competition, along with Singleton Army, who didn't enter a team either. But it is reported that they may take up an option to fill one of the places in the competition, which has been vacated by both clubs and has now reduced the competition to 7 teams. I'm Peter Holland. You're now right up to date with all your local news and sport.